Last week we started a new perek on Daf Kuf Lamed on Medal Perek Hazrav Al Chayayim VeHakeva, and it is based on a pasuk in Chumash Devarim, which the Gemara quotes in Devarim chapter Yates. Zeh Yamish Patakani Meyesa Am Meyesa Zavchei Hazavach. That whenever you shech the behemas kulin, there are 24 matnas kulin. We give pidyon aben, we give truma, we give ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. When you shech the shlamim, you have to give chaz v'shok to the kohanim. And when you shech the behemas chulin, you have to give three parts. You have to give zroah and luchayayim v'hakeva. So we don't observe the din. I mentioned last week, we don't observe it because we all rely on Rashi. All the kashas organizations, nobody gives zroah luchayayim v'hakeva. All the hashgachas on the flesh, nobody gives. We all rely on that Rashi. And the next parak that we follow, that Tana that the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz. And Taisin's Tana said it's not true. The Tana who said that only said it on Reishis Hagez. That's a different one of the Matnas Kuna. When you shear off enough wool from sheep, so you have to give a certain amount, a certain percentage to the Kohanim. So that we follow the Tana Rabbi Lloyd that it doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz. But Zerah L'Chayayim HaKeva should apply. So I mentioned that. There's a young man from Lubavitch who published the whole Sefer called Every Rishon Under the Sun, who says, not like Rashi, they all disagree, and he's trying to encourage all the kashrus organizations that they should give Zerah L'Chayayim V'Hakeva to the Kohanim. So the Perek begins by making the statement that we don't follow, that the mitzvah applies Ba'aretz U'Chutz L'Aretz, that it applies all over the world. We don't follow that, we follow Rashi, yeah? The mitzvah applies bizman shebeis amidushkayim and even after the churban abayis as well. But then it's a bechulin avaloi b'mugdoshim. When you shech the korban in the beis hamigdosh and you makriv it on the mizbech, the only matonis you have to give is if the chatas, the whole thing goes to the kohanim. If it's an osham, the kohanim eat the whole thing. If it's a shlamim, then you give chaz of a shayk. But in addition to the chaz of a shayk, you don't have to give the mitzvah only applies to shechitas chul and does not apply to shechitas kodesh. So the Mishnah says shahaya bedin. I should have made a kal v'chaymer to argue out the case that it should yes apply to kodesh. Shahaya bedin, we have a klal ein onshin min adin. You can't give malchus, you can't give misa based on a kal v'chaymer. If this aver gets misa, so this aver is macham, certainly gets misa. The Gemara has a klal ein onshin min adin. You don't give an einish misa based on a kal v'chaymer. The word din usually means a kal v'chaymer. Shahaya bidin, we really should have established a kal v'chaymer to say that even though the Chumash only speaks about zroah l'chayayim hakev and behemas chulin, but it should be a kal v'chaymer that it should apply if it's a korban. Ma im achulin she'en chayav mechaz v'shoik v'yishech the behemas chulin. There's no mitzvah to give chaz v'shok to the kohen. Nonetheless, chayav the matanas means v'lo chayayim v'hakeva. So by korbanas, by kochim, in other words, korbanas, shlamim hastis, an oilo is not shah. An oilo, you burn the whole thing on the mizbech, and a chatas an oshim, you give the whole thing to the kohen. There's nothing to discuss. But it means a shlamim or korban toida is a branch of shlamim. So he makes, shouldn't it be a kal v'chaymer? Shehaya b'din, should it be a kal v'chaymer? Kotshim and shlamim, shechayavim v'chazav v'shoik, they have a chi of matanis, one of the 24 matanis kuna. Ein adin, shouldn't it be a kal v'chaymer? Shechayavim and matanis. Because when you see that kotshim is more chomer than chulam with respect to matanis kuna, that you have to give chazav v'shoik, so shouldn't we say that zroah l'chayim v'chaymer should certainly apply? So the answer is no. I have a pasuk to tell me that the kal v'chaymer is not correct. The pasuk says in Vayikra when it says when you shech the shlamim you give chaz v'shok to the kohanim. So the pasuk says ve'etan oisam le'aharon hakayin ulevanav l'chol kolam. I give the chaz v'shok to the kohanim. Ein loyal amashama binyan. You only give chaz v'shok. Ve'etan oisam. The word oisam means the chaz v'shok, and you don't give other additional parts of the animal. You don't have to give zerah l'chayayim v'hakeva. In loyalo, the kohanim on again, mashama bin yom, what says in the parsha, namely, chaz v'shok. Now the Mishnah is going to elaborate on that din. That when you shech the korban, there's no din of zerah l'chayayim v'hakeva. How long How long is it considered a carbon? So let's say if you have hegdish, let's say someone is magdish his house, and then what's the, he has a house in New York City. What's the hegdish going to do with the house in New York City? So the auction it off to the highest bidder, and someone will walk off with the house, they'll take the house, and they'll give $500,000 or $2 million. I'll give the hegdish. So the house has what we call kedushas damim. Kedushas damim doesn't have a kedusha aguf. Kedusha aguf is when you magdish a carbon, when you set aside an animal. And you want to be makrib this animal, that's a kedusha aguf. Let's say you set aside $2,000 to buy an animal, so that's kedushas damim lamizbeach. Let's say you set aside an elephant. An elephant, you can't be makrib on the mizbech, it's a behemoth meya. But you set aside an elephant, you want the gizbert to auction it off to the highest bidder, and the money should go towards buying as many korbanos ha'olah as you can. Or the money should go to buy a shlamim, whatever. So when you magdish the elephant, that's called kedusha damim lamizbeach. When the fellow, let's say, donates his house to Hegdish, what's the thing he made? Donate to Hegdish. He meant they should take the money from the house and buy a whole bunch of karbanas. If that's what he meant, if that's what he said, that's what he meant. So the house will have a kudushas damim lamizbeach. You'll auction it off, and the money that you get, if the summer will be paid, will go towards buying karbanas. Probably didn't mean that. It probably meant kudushas damim berakabais. Money should go towards the Beis Hamikdash, fixing up the Beis Hamikdash. Fix up, clean up, paint up. You have to paint, you have to fix the plaster and so on. You have to, you need furniture in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. So usually it's going to be Kedusha Zamim Lebedek HaBais. In Kodesh Mizbech you have two types. Kodesh Mizbech, if you magdish the animal itself, then it has Kedusha Zaguf Lamizbech. If you magdish, if you set aside $2,000, towards purchasing a korban oila, korban shlamim, whatever, that's kedushas damim lamizbeach. So then the din is, when you have only a kedushas damim, so the gizbar auctions it off to the highest bidder, and he takes the money and he buys korbanis, takes the money, uses it for berakah bais purposes. So when you pay the hegdish, there are two types of pidyon. There's one pidyon where it's mafkir the whole kedusha. If in the first place it only had kedushas damim, it only had kedushas damim leberek habayis, or kedushas damim lamizbeach, someone was magdish a house full of furniture. Someone was magdish $2,000 worth of furniture to buy a korban shlomim, but to buy a korban oilam. So the furniture has what we call kedushas damim lamizbeach. So after you pay to the furniture, it's yotze lechula, it has no kedusha at all. But if you set aside an animal, a kosher animal, and it has no mum, and you could have theoretically been makrivit, you were going to be makrivit on the mizbech, then it develops a mum kavua. There's a mum oiver and there's a mum kavua. So mum oiver means a mum that's going to heal by itself. A mum kavua means it's not going to heal by itself. If they'll do surgery, they'll fix the mum. But Tosis writes in Bchoris, even though the mum can be corrected through surgery, but if it's not going to heal by itself, then it's called a mum kavua, and then you can't be poida. So if you set aside an animal that had kedushas aguf lamizbeach, then the din is it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. The Gemara has a klal that kedusha lo poke b'chdi, it can't be mafkia kedusha aguf lamizbeach, it can't be mafkia kedusha. The pasuk says if the animal develops a mum kavua, then you can be paid. The pigeon is not going to be mafkir the kedusha. The pigeon is a pigeon hamatir. You're allowed to shecht at chutz lebeis hamikdash now. Usually a tome is not permitted to eat the flesh. See, the Torah says once you have a korban that got a mum kavua, we call the psuli hamikdashim. It's korban shehumamu v'nivdu. If you got a mum kavua, then you're paid. So the animal will retain a kedusha aguf even after you paid it. And the din is that it's oisa tmur, even after you paid it. If I say harezu tachazu. So if the animal was once a kedusha aguf lamizbech and then you got a mum kavua and you were paid it, the Gemara said before, it's oisa tmur even after you paid it. Why? Because it still has a kedusha aguf. The pinyon is a pinyon hamatir. There are two types of pinyon. It's pinyon hamatir kedusha. If the kedusha that it had in the first place was only kedushas damim lamizbeach, kedushas damim berek abayis, then when you paid it, it's yotze lechulin legamer. But if the animal was a behemoth tohera, and it didn't have any mum, and your magdish it lamizbech gets a kedusha guf lamizbech. So even though there is a provision in the chumash for pidyon egdeshes, when it gets a mum kavur, your poydev, that pidyon is not mafkir the kedusha. It retains a kedusha's carbon, and you allow the shecht the chutz lebeis amigdish, and the chumash says hatomim vato yachtu yachlenu katzvi v'chayo. A tome is permitted. It's a heter. It's a pidyon hamata. You're allowed to shecht the chutz lamigdish. And a tummy is permitted to eat it, but it retains the kedusha's carbon even after you pay it. It's not really yotze lecholim. The kedusha is going to remain.
What's the restriction? You're allowed to shechta, you're allowed to eat it, everyone. So what's the restriction? That it has a kedusha.
So it has a restriction. The Mishnah is going to say, you can't feed it to the animals. The pasuk says, "Rak b'chalav sa'ashlecha tizbach ve'achalto basar." So the Gemara says, "Tizbach v'lo giza." You're not allowed to shear off the wool. It still has a din of a carbon. You're only allowed to shecht it. You can't feed the flesh to the dogs. You have to eat it. And then, the milk, you're not allowed to milk it. You have to be paid it right away and shecht it right away. That the giza of avoida is still awesome. Giza to shear off the wool, and avoida, usually avoida is also an animal that has a kedusha's carbon on it. Once it gets a monk of your pay, that's not a, we would have thought that it's not a carbon anymore, and you're allowed to use it. So the Gemara says, not tizbach v'la giza, basav v'la cholav, it still retains a kedusha's carbon. It's still oisa tmur. So the Mishnah is going to spell out the details of this din. The din is the line said in the Mishnah that when you shech karbonus, you don't have to give zrala chayim hakeva. So the Mishnah is going to discuss how long does the animal have a din of a carbon. Let's say I was magdish an animal, then it develops a mum kavua, then I'm paid it. So after you paid it, still has a kedusha's carbon. All right, still oisa tmura. Even after you paid it, still oisa tmura. If I say harizu tafazu. So the Mishnah is going to say, if you shech the animal after you were paid it from hegdish, it's still potter from zuala chayim v'akev. Still considered a carbon. They asked, I think I once mentioned this, they asked, in Europe, the yeshiva bacham used to always send postcards to the Ragachov. He used to ask him kashas and shilas. So someone raised the possibility, and the Ragachov thought that it is a wild possibility, thought it's correct. If you have a carbon, a real kedusha guf lamizbech, a real carbon that gets a mum kavua, and then you pay that, so you permit it to shecht it chutz lamigdash. No, we say shtut the chutz. Are you permitted to shecht it in the azara? Is it chulam azara? So the Rogachov said he thinks it's mutter to shecht it in the azara. If you don't zarek the dam on the mizbeach, it has a mum kavua, and you were paid it. It's what we call it, that it's yotze l'chulam. But in truth, it's not yotze l'chulam. After the mum kavua, it's a pinyan hamatir. It's not a pinyan hamafkir kedusha. So that's what the Rogachov thought. Maybe since it still has kedusha's carbon, it's still oisa tmur even after you pay it. So maybe you're even permitted to shecht it in the azar. There's no isa chulam azar. Has a heter to shecht it chutz lazar. Has a heter that a tummy may eat it. So the Mishnah is going to give this same Mishnah appears in Bcharis Daf Yudalit. This long Mishnah. So the Mishnah has all the details. Kol hakotchim shekada mum kavu ala hegdesh. What if the animal, it's a behemah Torah, but it had a mum kavu at the time that I was magdashit? So then the Mishnah says it never gets a kedusha guf lamizbech in the first place. If you are magdash a carbon that was a behemoth mima, didn't have a mum, or even if it had a mum, it only had a mum oiver, it's going to get better by itself, you won't need surgery. So then when you're magdash it, the animal gets a kedusha guf lamizbech. Then if later it develops a mum kavua, then you're paida. So that's only pinyan hamatir, it's not a pinyan hamatir kedusha, and then it retains the din of kodesh. But kol hakotchim shekadem mum kavu l'hegdesh, if it had a mum kavu before I was magdashit, nem v'nivdu, so that, in that case, it only got a kedushas damim l'mizbech in the first place. It never got a kedusha guf l'mizbech, because it had already a mum kavu before you were magdashit. So then if you do pinyan, the pinyan is mafkir the whole kedusha. Because it only had kedushas dam, it was only kodesh l'damav. Only the value was kodesh. Once you point it, he gave the value, so there's nothing left. So then chayav in bepchayra. After you point it, it'll be chayav bepchayra. Kol zman you unpoint it, it still has kedushas damim la mizbeach. So if it'll give birth to a zachar, it won't be chayav in b'chor, because even kedushas damim la mizbeach is also enough to patiyu from the din of b'chor behemotor if it gives birth. But after you pay it, it's a pidyon hamafkia kedusha. Kedusha is gone and ganzen. Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, also a chiddush. There's a difference. We're learning chulin a long time already. So the hilcha shchita of chulin is not the same as hilcha shchita by kochim. By chulin, we had the din in the Gemara. A person throws a knife at a target, wants to hit the target, and then accidentally a bird flies by or an animal happens to walk in the way. He wasn't intending at all to shecht an animal. He was intending to hit the target. And it's a very sharp knife, so that's a kerech gavre. You have to shecht with the kerech gavre. He did. If you just leave a knife on the table and the wind is blowing and and the knife is heavy and it falls off and happens to shecht a chicken or something, so that's a lack of a kerech gavre. So it's an avela. It's not a good shchit. But if the person has kerech gavre, he threw the knife intending to hit a target, and then an animal gets in the way. He wasn't intending at all. So he paskan shchit as chulin doesn't need kavon. It's a shchit ksheira and you're allowed to eat it. But Shchitas Kochim, the Gemara says, Mesasek, but Shchitas Kochim is possible. He has to have in mind that he's shechting the korban. He has to know that it's a korban also. If he thought that it's a behemas chul and he didn't realize that it's a behemas korban, that's also called Mesasek. So Rab Soloveitchik said he heard from his father, Rab Moshe Soloveitchik, a chiddush, a suggestion. I think Rab Velvela Soloveitchik in his Shiur Mamcharis quoted this in the name of his brother, Rab Moshe Soloveitchik. I have it printed in the notes from Rav Velvela on Pcheres that when you have a sharp psulah hamakadosh, when you have a carbon that had a kedusha aguf lamizbeach, and then it gets a mum kavod and you pay that, then the pasuk says tizbach ve'achalta basar, you shechted, has a din of shchitas kachim. You have to have in mind that you're shechting a carbon, and then the shchitas kachim is what's matter it. So you can't feed it to the dogs. The dogs don't need shchita to be mat. They can't feed it to a goy. And it has to be only tizbach v'lo giza yignan al hashir off the wall. The shchita is the mate. You need the pidyon and the shchita is the mate. Tizbach v'achalta basa. Tizbach v'lo giza v'achalta v'lo l'klavech and basa v'lo cholov. Because the shchita is not mate the cholov. Shchita is only mate the basa. So that's where Adabal Soloveitchik quoted that from Moshe Soloveitchik. That you need, after doing the pidyon, you still need the shchita as the mate. So that explains all the three dinim. Tisbach v'lagiza, basa v'lachol, v'achalt v'lalukavech. So he thought that it needs the shchita, the level of shchita's kachim. It's not enough the level of shchita's chum, because it still retains the kedusha's carbon even after you buy them.
I thought that even by chulin, there needs to be a side-to-side motion in the shchita. But if somebody just throws a knife, there is no side-to-side. It's like the same as pressure. It's just pressure.
If I have a long knife, listen, this is the neck of the animal, I have a long knife and I go like this. Don't need to go fiddle back and forth. To go one direction is also good. If the knife is a small knife and it cuts, I succeeded in cutting the whole neck by just going once. It means I was pushing down much more than pushing sideways. So that's drosa, that's no good. You have to, if you're not going to push down, you're not going to accomplish the shchita. You have to push down. But you have to push sideways at the same time that you're pushing down. So if it's a long enough knife, there's no need to fiddle back and forth. So the Gemara has this case. It's a bird runs in between. I threw the knife to hit the target on the wall. The knife is a foot long. And then the bird is only, the neck of the bird is only 2-3 inches. So the knife was long enough not to do drosa. It was going sideways. No need to go back and forth, back and forth. The knife was long enough that going in one direction, it was pressing sideways. It was going sideways at the same time that it was going down. So that's not a violation of drosa. But if you press down more than you're pressing sideways, then it's called drosa. Then it's nevela.
When you're shechting the psulei hamikdashin, can you have a wrong kavana even if you're mechavein for kachim? Let's say you shechted the kavana to feed it to the dog. Would according to this Rav Moshe, would that passel the shechita because you had the bad kavana?
I don't know. Opens up, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it opens up a new world over here. He can shake hands with the Rogachov. The Rogachov also says like that, that it's still a carbon. Still a carbon. There's a din also. There's a din if someone is moil behegdish. Let's say somebody violates me'ilah. There's a piano that belongs to hegdish. Someone sits down and he starts playing the piano. Or that's a bad example, that's questionable. Let's say there's a tape recorder. I thought it's my tape recorder. So I have an extra tape recorder, so I give this matana to someone else. So that's a, and then it turns out that it was Hegdish's. It wasn't mine to give away as a gift. I thought it was mine, I'm giving it away. Or let's say I thought it's yours and I'm going to steal it. Then it turns out it was Hegdish's and I stole it. And when I stole it, that's a violation of Ne'ilah also. Ne'ilah is either I thought it's mine and I gave it matana, turns out that it's Hegdish's. I thought it's yours and I'm stealing it, and it turned out that I stole it from Hegdish. There are two types of Ne'ilah. There's Ne'ilah of Hanoah, I sit on a chair that belongs to Hegdish. So if you sit on the chair is not yours, it's chulin, because you got Hanoah. Then there's Ne'ilah of Hoitzah. If I did a Hoitzah, Mishus, I thought I'm stealing it from a person, turns out I stole it from Hegdish. I thought it's mine, I'm giving him a matana, I have an extra tape recorder, I give it as a matana, it turns out I gave Hegdish his matana. So whenever you do Ne'ilah of Hoitzah, Mishus, so then the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulun. Hegdish is Yotze L'chulun. So the Rishonim explain on the Gemara, there's a Balamor like that in Kiddushin. So the Rishonim explain on the Gemara, when the Torah says that I'm Moel Behegdish, I have to pay Kerem HaChomesh, even though I didn't pay it yet, the fact that I'm Mechuyif to pay the Kerem HaChomesh, the Torah imposes a Chiyiv upon the one who did Milah to pay Kerem HaChomesh, the chiyuv to pay the Kerem HaChomesh is considered like the pidyon. So only such a thing that lends itself to pidyon will be yotze l'chulin aydei me'ilah, and if it's the kedushas haguflam is beach, or it's klishares, it's not yotze l'chulin aydei pidyon, then it's not yotze l'chulin aydei me'ilah. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim in me'ilah, maseches me'ilah. What if it's a psulei hamekdoshim? What if you have a korban that someone was magdish a korban, dush haguflam is beach, and then the animal develops a mum kavua, and it lends itself to pidyon. That's the parsha of pidyon hegdashis, that the sharp silna hamgadashim, a korban shahum ambeniv, that gets a mum kavua. So it lends itself to pidyon, but it's a different kind of pidyon. It's not a pidyon hamafkir dush, it's a pidyon hamatir. So that's a machlekes satanoim, whether sharp silna hamgadashim, Shehumam v'loy niv de adayin, and someone does me'ilav haitzah on it, is it yotze l'chulin or not? Because there are two different types of pidyon. One is pidyon hamafkir kedusha. If it's only kedusha, as damim lamizbech, or kedusha damim lebedek habayis, and you do pidyon, so it's mamish yotze l'chulin. If it's a kedusha aguf lamizbech, and it gets a mum kavu, and then you pay that, so that's a pidyon hamatir. That's not a pidyon hamafkir kedusha. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, whether such a carbon that lends itself to that kind of pidyon, it's not the pidyon of Mavkei Kedusha, with such a carbon be yetz l'chula ra'idei me'ilah. That's a me'ilah, machlok satana. So there are two different types of pidyon. So that's what the Mishnah is going to deal with. Kol ha'kotchim, all carbonis, shekar ha'mum kavua la'idesh. Before I was magnish the animal, it already had a mum kavua. Not going to get better by itself. Vinifdu, and you paid it. So it only had a kedusha as domim lamizbech in the first place, and then when you pay, that's mafkir the whole kedusha. So then after the pidyon, it's yotze l'chulin 100%. So chayav mebchar, if it's in a keva, it'll give birth to the firstborn. Peterechem will be a zohar, so it'll be chayav mebchar beim Torah. Karbonis that give birth to a zohar is not going to be a bchar beim Torah. It's not chayav mebchar, and it will be kodem hegdesh on the mumon. First I was magdish the carbon, and then I got a munkavu, then I was paida. Even after you paida, retains a degree of kedusha's carbon. So if it gives birth after you paida, it's not chayvim chayv, because it's a carbon. It still has kedusha's carbon to it. But if it was called the munkavu l'hagdesh, and I had a munkavu before you were magdish it, even though you were paida, when you'll be paida, so it'll be yotze l'chulin and l'gamris, and then it'll be chayvim chayv, uve matonis. After you paid it, then you shecht it, then it'll be chayv and zerah l'chayayim hakeh, because it's not a korban at all. But the Mishnah is going to give the contrast. But if you magdish it first as a korban, and then it develops the mum kavu, and then you paid the, so then it still retains the kedushas korban, it's still oisa temura, so then it won't be chayv and matonis. I say it's still a korban b'miktsas, still has a partial din of a korban. V'yotzim l'chulun le'gozes v'le'yoveh, that's the other din. He said, what restrictions do you have? The restriction, you can't feed it to the dogs. And after, when you paid the hegdish, If the Hegdish had a Mum Kavur before your Magdish, it's only got a Kedusha as Damim Lamzbech in the first place. Then when you do the Pinyon, it's a Pinyon HaMafkir Kedusha. Then you can shear off the wool and you can use it to do work. There's no Issa Gizel Avoida. But if it would be the reverse, it would be Kodem Hegdish on the Mumon, even if the Apoida, it's only a Pinyon HaMafkir, it's not Mafkir the Kedusha, then it's also the Gizel Avoida. The Issa Gizel Avoida is still there. And there's a Gemara in the first parak in Kedusha, and the Gemara says, the Issa Gizel of Avoida even has Malkus on it. You don't say it's only, it's semi-Kodesh. It's partially Kodesh, and it should be a Chatzi Shir of the Issa Gizel of Avoida. Now the Gemara says, you like it. If you do Gizel of Avoida on a Sher Psul HaMikdashim, after you paid it, you would be like it. But if it was Kodem Mum Kavua LaHegdesho, so it's Yetzel Lechun LeGazim Zalavik. Everything is Mutter. Vlad and Chalva Muta. There's no din of. Usually there's a din of Vlad's kachim. If a korban is in a kever, gives birth to a Vlad, so the Vlad also has the mother was a chatas, the mother was a shlamim, whatever the mother was, so the Vlad will also be like that. So that's only if the animal had a Kedusha Guflam Mizbech. If you were paida, it only had a Kedusha Damim Mizbech, and then you paida, it's Chula Gemurim. So there's no din, the Vlad is Heter
Gomer. The restriction is that's because of Bezoyim. Of Kedusha.
Yeah, it still has Kedusha. Still Bizoyna Kedusha, exactly. Bizoyna Kedusha. Vashach the Machutz Potter. Let's say I was Magdish an animal as a korban, but it had a Mum Kavur before I was Magdish it. So even while it's Kodesh, there's no Yisra of Shchut Techutz. Usually the Torah has in Parshas Achrei Mois, if you shech the korban outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, Yechayv Kares. Let's say now in America, they have slaughterhouses, so they have to check to make sure that they don't have a b'chor b'ayim ha-Torah. They're not m'shigayim ha-magdish karbonis today. You're not allowed, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Gemara has an Avodah Zarah, it's prohibited, it's also to be magdish an animal as a shlamim, as an oilah. You're just looking for trouble. Someone's going to be moil b'hegdish. But a b'chor b'ayim ha-Torah, you don't have, it's Kodesh Meirech, it's Kodesh by itself. If a Jew owns a farm, and he has cows, and the cow gives birth, a sheep, whatever, and gives birth to a zocher, the first animal born, the first vlad is a zocher, so it's kodesh by itself. So if in the slaughterhouse, the shochet knows that one of the animals is a korban, he's not allowed to shecht it. It's an isa kores of shchut yechutz. So they have to be careful, not the Jewish shochtim who are shechting, they have to make sure that they're not shechting kodesh machutz, they're not shechting a bechor.
Which means when you make Hegdash, you should do the Shechita right away. Not to give a chance for it to get a mum. In other words.
Okay. Because Gemara said there's another, you should, if your Magda should weigh in advance of when you're going to Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash, Gemara said there's a chance, there's an opportunity for people to violate Me'ilah. So the Gemara said that's not a smart idea to be Magdash too far in advance. So the Gemara says Hillel would always, Hillel was the chief rabbi 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Hillel would bring his korban to the Beis HaMikdash, Chulin, he would be Magdash in the Azara, and he'd tell the Kohen Shecht it right now. He wanted to be sure nobody would violate Me'ilah on his behema. No one would violate getting Hanor from the behema. Yeah.
Jewish animal farmers, what? They have a goyish farm? They have to have a goyish shutav,
yeah. I told you that story once. I was giving shir in the yeshiva on the third floor, first of all. So in the middle of the shir, someone calls me out. There's a telephone call. So I said, tell whoever it is, I'm in the middle of the shir. And she called back after mincha. So he said, I told him that. And he said, it's very urgent. It's an emergency. So I come to the phone call. So it's a rabbi calling from the Midwest. He says, Abrach, he has a balabas, became a balchuva, and he started learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he found a din in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the balabas in the shul owns a farm with behemoths. Mm-hmm. And this is springtime, when the behemoths are born around a month before Pesach comes. The animals, human beings are born every day of the year. People are born. There's no season for the behemoths. Usually there's a season. So he says, the balabas, a terrible thing happened. The balabas became a balchuva and he started learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And it says that if you have an animal farm and they're going to give birth, you have to make a shutvus with a goy. And it says you have to consult an orthodox, a qualified rabbi to know how to make a shutvus with a goy. So this rabbi asks me, how did you make a shutvus with a goy? So this rabbi was older than me. Rabbi passed away, but he was significantly older than me. So he asks, so I said to him, I said, did you ever do Mechiras Chametz? He said, he always does Mechiras Chametz. I said, Mechiras Chametz is patterned after Mechiras Chametz, the way we have institutionalized everybody as the rabbi. That started in the 1800s. Earlier, in the 1200s, they used to have Mechiras Behema HaMavakeres, when the Baal HaTais was at it. When an animal was about to give birth, they were always Jewish farmers, so had the cows. So an animal is about to give birth for the first time, so there's a 50-50 chance. Maybe a zocha, maybe in a cave. It's going to be a zocha. It's going to have kedushas karban. So you don't want to have a tzara on your hands. So Taisus says, make a shutfus with a goy. Sell part of the animal to the goy. So it won't be chal kedushas karban. If it's a shutfus with a goy, it already patas. So our institution, Mechiras Chametz, is patterned after selling behema hamavakeres. So this rabbi who called me, he was older than me. He had done Mechiras Chametz the centuries before, many years before. So he asked me, could I review with him again how you're supposed to do Mechiras Chametz? Didn't know how to do Mechiras Chametz. Ay, ay, ay. because the Balabas became a Baal Tshuva and he started learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch HaBrach, he tells me. A terrible tragedy occurred. The Balabas became a Baal Tshuva and he started reading Kitzur in English. Can't read Hebrew, you read the Kitzur in English. Kitzur says, I've got to consult a qualified rabbi. How do you sell the Behema HaMavakeres?
Is there a Kedushas Damim when you make a sale with a guy? Is there a Kedushas Damim on there?
No. When you have a Shutfus with a guy on the animal, there's no Din of Bechor at all. There's no Din of Bechor at all. There's no Kedushas Korban, and it's not from the Matnas Kuhuna either. Bechor is usually a Korban, and even if it has a Mum, so you have to give it to the Kohanim, they have the right to eat it. It's one of the 24 Matnas Kuhuna. Whenever you have a Shutfus with a guy, so there's nothing there. That's a wheat pasuk. One time I disagreed, that's a wheat pasuk. The first perek in Mechiras, yeah. The Ein Oisim Tmura, the Mishnah asks, if you had an animal that had a mum kavua before you were magdashid, so it never got a kedushas karbin in the first place, it was only kedushas damim la mizbeach, so it's not Oisim Tmura even before you were paided. It's only Oisim Tmura if I say harezu tachazu, you're not allowed to. Now let's say harezu tachazu. And even if you meant it tov bara, even if you meant it l'shem shamayim, by mistake, you designated as a korban a skinny animal that doesn't look nice, and he wants to replace it with a big fat animal that's more becoming. So the Torah says you're not allowed to. But if you said harezu tachazu, you violated an avera, and you get malchus, you deserve malchus, and you violated the avera. But the Torah says nonetheless, it's chal v'ayuhus merasa yer kodesh. The original carbon remains Kodesh, and the new one becomes Kodesh as well. So that's only if the original animal had at one time a Kedusha Saguf Lam Mizbeach. But if it had a Mum Kavu before you were Magdashid, then it only got from day number one, it only got a Kedusha Zdamim Lam Mizbeach. So then it's not Oisa Tmura even before you paid it. It wasn't a carbon at all. And then there's another difference. V'imesu Yipadu. There's a din. Sometimes when you pay an animal, when Hegdash owns a table, so they auction it off to the highest bidder. They own a building, they own a house, someone's Magdash a mansion, so you pay the house. If somebody was Magdash an animal, and then you want to be paid there, so the Pasuk says, the coin means a bezdin of three people to assess what's the value of the behemoth that you're going to be paid there. The Gizbar asks for a minimum bid. He auctions it off to the highest bidder. So what's the minimum bid that he's going to take? The din is Hegdash of a manish, Achil HaShav HaPut HaMechul. But the Eved, if you cheat the Hegdash is worth $1 million and you give a dollar, you give a nickel. So but the Eved, the pidyon is chal. But L'chatchil, it's not right. So the Mishnah says you have to have a bezdin to assess what's the value of the property. So if it's Hegdash of Karka, someone was Magdash of building a farm. So then the Mishnah says HaKarkois, you need tish of the coin, you need a bezin of 10 people to assess what's the value of the karka, and the gizbar will auction it off to the highest bidder. The minimum bid will be whatever they said the value is. But the evidence, if someone will give a dollar and the gizbar will accept it, it will be chal. But l'chatchil, that's not right. And if it's metaltalim, if it's something, then you need a bezin of 3. So the Torah says, v'hem in os ha-koin, v'erech os ha-koin. Coin should have the animal stand up, and he should assess it. The Gemara says you need 3, not enough one coin. You have to have 3 dayonim, three businessmen, three people in this field who know the value of animals to assess what's the value of this animal to be paid. So that's called that you need hamada b'harocha. So let's say somebody was magdish an elephant, and the elephant dropped dead. So what's Hegdish going to do with a live element? What are they going to do with a dead element? What are they going to do? They go auction off to the highest bidder. So if the elephant is alive, then you can do Hamadav Arocha, the animal, the Bezdin can have the animal, the Bezdin of three, to assess it, will have the animal stand up, and they'll assess how much it's worth. What if the animal died? So that's Enav Hamadav Arocha. They can no longer require the animal that it should stand up. So sometimes we require, sometimes you say, Imesu lo yipodim. Sometimes you say, if the animal is dead, if someone was magdish a table, say, the table you put in the table. Someone's magdish a house, put in the house. But if someone was magdish an animal, then the animal can sit. But you need yeshna b'hamadav arocha. If the animal is dead and is not able to stand up, then sometimes we say it cannot be put in. So if it's the Mishnah is making a contrast. If you are magdish an animal as a korban and the animal already had a mum kavua. So the hegdish that you gave on the animal only has kedushas damim la mizbeach, never had a kedusha gluf in the first place. So then there's no requirement, there's no pasuk in the chumash that you need hamadav harocha. It may say yipadav, even if the animal died, you can still be paid. What are you going to do with it? Feed it to the dogs. Okay, whatever you're going to do. And then the Mishnah says, but if it's the next, we'll leave out this line for a minute, and then the next line says, however, kol shekodam hekdeshen es mumon, but if you are magdish it first and then it developed a mum kavua, or it had a mum before you were magdish it, but it was only a mum oiver. Oh, mum oiver kodam hekdeshen. It had a mum oiver, a temporary mum that's going to heal by itself, and then you are magdish it, and elacha mekain elalai mum kavua. And after you were magdish it, then it developed a mum kavua. Then you pay the, oh, that's a different story. So the animal at one time had a kedusha saguf from his bear. So true, you can be paid the vinivdu, you can be paid it, but that's opinion hamate. That's not opinion hamate kedusha. So the din is that pata from b'chora, even after you paid it, if it gives birth, it still has a miktsas of a kedusha's carbon to it. It's still p'tur min apchor, it's still pata min amatonis. If you shecht it after you paid it, it's already chulin. It's not chulin. It still retains a kedusha's carbon even after you paid it. It's still part of the zvalach ayam akevim. Then you have to luchum lehigaz as a leyavid. That's the pasuk that says tizbach ve'chalta basa. Tizbach ula giza ve'chalta ula lekolavech and basa ula lecholav. You're not going to do giza v'avayda. V'lo da v'chal ben azasar even lacha pidyonim, even after you paid it, it still has a status of a carbon and v'lo da z'kotshin become kodesh. It can't be makar of them because the mother is not craven. The mother was already niftis. What? You can do shchita. You have to do shchita. Yeah. You have to do shchita and feed it to a Jew. You can't feed it to a nachri. You can't feed it to a behemah. You can only feed it to a Jew because a Jew needs shchita to be mater. So the shchita is the mater. Behemahs can eat nevela and the goyim can eat nevela. So the shchita is not mater for them. That's the contrast. V'hashech the machutz chayiv. If you have a kedushas haguf l'mizbech, hashech the machutz, you'll be chayiv koris. I bet it has a mum. Rashi quotes the kasha from the Gemara. There's a din. You're only chayiv koris. It's in this week's sedra. Nachrei Mois. You're only chayiv koris on shchut echutz if the animal is roi lovel pesach al moy. Because that's how the parsha begins. If you have a korban. He was supposed to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Oil Moed is the Beis Hamikdash in the Midbar. Supposed to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and he didn't bring it. So then he's Chayv Koris for Shech Bachutz and Chayv Koris for Mala Bachutz. Whether you shech the animal Chutz to the Beis Hamikdash in Chayv Koris, or let's say someone else shechted it Chutz to the Beis Hamikdash, or they shechted it in the Beis Hamikdash, and instead of burning the Chaylev on the Mizbech in the Beis Hamikdash, he makes a Bama outside the Beis Hamikdash. He takes the Chaylev from inside the Beis Hamikdash out. And he burns an anabama outside. So that's male bachutz. The two parshas, one after the other. One goes on shechet bachutz, and one goes on male bachutz. If you burn the chelev on them, is an anabama outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Each one is chayv koris. So the Mishnah says, so the Mishnah has in Maseches, the end of Zvachim. There's a perik hashechet v'amala. The end of Zvachim. Whether you do shechet bachutz, or you do male bachutz, you chayv koris. So the pasuk says only if it's roi lavel pesach al moed. If the carbon, but if the carbon has a mum, then it's not roi lavel pesach al moed. So you're not chayv kares. The shech nein chutz le beis hamikdash. How does the mishnah say la shech the machutz chayv? If you have an animal that you were magdish it and it had no mum, or it had only a mum over, and after you were magdish, then it develops a mum kavua. So since it once had, it had kedush laguf la mizbeach, so there's an issur shchut techutz. How can it be an issur shchut techutz? But right now it has a mum kavua. So it's not roi lav al pesel chal moed. So it can't be makrav in the beis hamikdash. That's how Rashi quotes the kasher from the Gemara. So Rashi answers. Bidukin Shabayin. Bidukin Shabayin is like this. Not all mumim are so obvious. There's some mumim are very slight, and some mumim are very obvious. Let's say you have a broken leg that's missing, it only has 3.5 legs. So that's an obvious balmum. So if you have Dukin Shabayin, a membrane in the eye, it's not so noticeable. So that's also a mumim, and you're not allowed to be makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash. But what would be the din b'diyev? Let's say you have a carbon that's puzzle. And you... And by mistake, they shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash and they put it on the Mizbeach. So does the din require you have to remove it from the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, sometimes you have a din, im olo lo yerdu. L'chatchili, you shouldn't be makrivin on the Mizbeach. But im olo, if you put it on and it caught flame, it started to burn, it's nasis lachma shal ishim, it becomes a carbon. It's a consider, it was a carbon before. If you put chulin on the mizbech, you're supposed to remove it. You don't say, well, it caught flame, so you leave it. It's chulin. So they can't become lachma shalishim. But if you have a carbon that's puzzle, so it depends how puzzle it is. So there are different types of psulim. So sometimes if it's a very obvious psul, then if mirieved imolu yerdu. And sometimes if it's a slight psul, Rashi quotes the Mishnah, here goes like Rabbi Akiva, that if it's only duk and shabai and it's a slight balmum, not so noticeable, so the chatchili not allowed to be makrivit on mizbech, but b'dieved, if you shecht it in the azara and you put it on the mizbech and it started to catch flame, imodo leyerdu. So that's enough, since b'dieved the din is imodo leyerdu, that's enough to be considered roi lovel pesach al moed. The din is that if you shecht karbonis chutz la azara yechayv kareis, only if it's roi lahakriv. It doesn't mean it's roi lahakriv, not only if it's roi lahakriv lachatchila. Even if this carbon, you're not allowed to be makriv, but b'dieved, if you would put it on the mizbech and it would catch flame, the fire would catch on it, you would say the din is a molo layerdo. So the Gemara said that's enough to be considered roi lavel pesach hamad.
Are there others also that we know about?
What?
That, that have little movement like b'dukin shabayin.
Yeah.
Do we know others like that? Small,
I think the Mishnais have in Pcharis a list of list of which mumim are very obvious, and even with the evidence all the yerdo, which mumim are not so obvious. Yeah, that's not the only one. There's one example.
This is a
lachatchilim b'di'avid menatora. Yes. Usually he's alluding to the Taisus and Gittin. Usually you don't have lachatchila b'dieved on the level of the rest. Lachatchila they get should have been written like this, but b'dieved it's good the way it is. Or lachatchila you shouldn't have cooked fleishiks in the milchik pot even after 24 hours of not using it for milchik. But b'dieved if you cook the fleishiks, it doesn't make a trade. So whenever you have a din, lachatchila you shouldn't have done it, but b'dieved it's kosher, b'dieved it's mutter. So that's a dead giveaway that it's only a din with the rabbana. On the level of the rest you don't have lachatchila b'dieved. But the Tosfos in the end of Nida points out, when it comes to mitzvahs, you have a lot of times lachatchila b'dieved. So Tosfos gives the example. Lachatchila, when you perform chalitza, when my brother died, my brother was married and died leaving no children, so I have to do chalitza. I have no brother. Okay. So if I would have had a brother, and the brother would die leaving no children, so you have to do chalitza. So lachatchila in the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to recite the psukim back and forth. She recites a pasuk, he recites a pasuk. Then she takes off the shoe and then she spits on the floor. And the b'dieved we pasken the kriyas ha-psukim is not mi'akev, and even the rikika, the spitting on the floor, is not mi'akev either. The only thing that's mi'akev is the taking off of the shoe from the right foot. That part is mi'akev. The chalitza is mi'akev. So what do you need it l'chatchila? They says, no, this is a mitzvah. So to perform chalitza is a mitzvah, not just a matir. She's not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry till you do chalitza. If chalitza would only be a matir, then if it's mata bin yevet, so it's mata lechatchila. So what do you need even lechatchila the kriyas apsukim with the rikika? The answer is no, it's a mitzvah. We don't recite a bracha. That's a discussion. How come we don't recite a bracha? You don't recite a bracha when you do chalitza. The Rishonim explain why they think you don't say a bracha. But still, it's a mitzvah to perform chalitza. So when it comes, it's a mitzvah b'shleimus to have tzitzis tchelis with lavan. And you do tchelis without lavan, a lavan without tchelis, so you're to the mitzvah b'diyan. Let's say I have a korban chata. So l'chatchil you do four zrikas on all the four corners on the mizbeach. And b'diyan, we pass like this, so if you did one zrika, is good. But you're missing the mitzvah b'shlei musa. The mitzvah b'shlei musa is to do four zrikas. Or korban oil or korban shlom is supposed to have shtei matan shein arbe. You're doing the two corners, these up at the diagonal from each other. If you only did one zrika b'diyan, the korban makosha. But you did the mitzvah, shalom b'shleim musa. So you have dinim l'chatchila b'riyevid on the level of the rising when it comes to mitzvahs. So this is a mitzvah of hakrovas, hakarbonas. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to be makriv this carbon. It's not really proper. But b'riyevid, if you're makriv it, so you have a kiyum on mitzvah, shalom b'shleim musa.
That's a mitzvah, shalom b'riyevid.
It's a good question. It's a good question. I mean, Haschinach has every so often questions like that. That's a good question. Let it be a mitzvah babadi. Let's say he didn't realize that it was a bamum. He didn't realize it. He did it b'shoyge. Okay. It's a good question. So we left that one line, the first white line on the Amud, it says, by the tiny letter yud, chutz min ha-pchor min ha-maiser. Pchor and maiser are the two exceptions to the rule. Pchor or maiser from all of the karbanos are the two that you don't need kedushas peh. When you designate a chatas, an oilo, a shlomim, an osham, a korban pesach, a korban toida, all the korbanos except for these two, you have to be magdishin. I declare, I raise a chatas, I raise a oilo, I raise a shlomim. You have to declare. And it has a kedushas peh. And therefore, there's a din, it lends itself to hatoris nedar. Let's say a person took a neder, and then he realizes, wow, he got into big trouble with this neder. He didn't realize what he was. He didn't realize what he's going to get himself into. So he can go to a business and say, if I would have realized what I'm getting myself into, to tell you the truth, I would never have taken the neder in the first place. So then the bezel will make a hataras nedar. So just like this, hataras nedar on a neder or on a shvua, so too this hataras nedar if you're mafresh a carbon. That's a guy thinks he's rolling in dough, and he wants to donate the carbon oil to the Beis Hamikdash. Then he realizes he just lost all of his wealth, and he needs that behemoth. He needs $1,000 to live on. This is the only famegan that he has. So you can make hataras nedarim on hakdosha also. It's also a form of hafloa. Hafloa is when something is chal ayde amira. Isha isha ki afli linda ned nazir lahaz l'Hashem. Yafli means yifarish bisfasa, Rashi says, parlay belaz, to say. The Rama has 14 svarim. Yarach Hazak has 14 svarim. So one of the svarim is Sefer Hafloa. Hafloa has Hilchas Nedarim and Zirus and Shvus and Erchen and Hagdashis and Charamin. That's all Hafloa. So a chelik of the din of Hafloa is to be Magdush Karbonis. So just like there's Hataras Nedarim on a Neder, so too there's Hataras Nedarim on a Karbon. He was Magdush the Karbon by mistake. If it's an obvious mistake, then the hekdish is not chal. You don't need a hataras nedarim. If it's not so obvious, then you need a hataras nedarim to undo the kedusha. A b'chor, you cannot have a hataras nedarim. It becomes chulin.
No,
right, as if he was never magdushit. Chacham zayker aneder meikar. It comes out that the whole thing was a mistake, and the hekdish was never chal. Sometimes it'll be obvious that it was a mistake, so then you don't even need a hataras nedarim. And sometimes not so obvious. The Mishnah has, let's say, I come into my house and I see people are partying. They took out all the food from the refrigerator and they're all eating, and a bunch of ganavim, they're eating up all of my food. So I make a neder, I yasser all of my food on all the people in the room. So they all stop eating. I can make a neder, yasser my property on all the people. Then I realize one of them is my father. So that was a mistake. If I would have realized that it's my father, I would never have asked on him. So the Mishnah says that part of the nether is muta meyel. You don't need a hataras nedarim for that. Sometimes it's obvious that it's a mistake. You don't need a hataras nedarim. Sometimes not so obvious. He took a nether and he didn't realize what kind of trouble he's going to get himself into. But it's not so obvious that he got into trouble. He tells us that he got into trouble. So then you need a hataras nedarim. Yeah.
So the Akdash carbon has to be prepared.
Machshava is not good at all.
The Gemara says Machshava is good. It's an exception to the rule. The rule is Nefesh Kisishava Levate Bisvasa. You need Dibur by all the Yoni Haflae. And the Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Hegdish. Hegdish is Chava Machshava. And the Gemara dug up a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says, Kol Nadiv Lev Oilus Heviyu. All of those who had accepted in their hearts, in their minds, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, that says those people who had pledged in their hearts to give a carbon shlam, called the Diva Lev Oilus, whoever pledged to give a carbon oil brought the carbon oil to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's one exception to the rule, that karbonas achal b'machshava. And the other exception to the rule is truma, nitalis b'machshava. Because the pasuk says, v'nechshol lachem trumaschem, the truma nitalis b'machshava. So these are both, they really should have required dibur, because they belong to the category of haflo. Haflo means the farish b'svasav, to pronounce it with your lips. And these are yotzim min hakval, shnei ksiv ha'boi k'echarei melamnim. That's the exception to the rule, that the truma is chal b'machshava, even though it should have required dibur, and the karbon is achal b'machshav. So b'chor doesn't have any pidyon. B'chor doesn't have, that's another din. B'chor can have a hataras nedarim. B'chor is kodesh me'elov. Hataras nedarim is, if I was magdash at b'peh, or b'machshav, so then I say, it was like a neder b'toras, I made a mistake. So just like there's hataras nedarim on a neder and a shvuah, so too there's hataras nedarim on a hakdosh of an animal. But b'chor is kodesh me'elov, b'chor is kodesh me'rechem. Even if you don't say a word, even if you don't have a mind, it's kodesh by itself. Even if the owner of the farm is a secular Jew, he doesn't know, he never heard about b'chor behemator. It doesn't matter whether he knows, he doesn't know. It's kodesh me'elov. And the same thing, ma'isa behema is also kodesh me'elov. You have to take all the animals. Let's say in the course of the last year, I had 100 animals were born in my flocks. So I gathered them all together, and I have a corral, and there's an opening only enough for one animal to go at a time. And I count from 1 to 10, 1 to 10, so each time the 10th one, and I mark it that you should know which one, otherwise they're going to get mixed up with each other. How you going to know which one? Maisa Behem is a carbon, you mark it on the Mizbeach. So I mark it. So you have to count 1 to 10. But then the 10th one, let's say I only have 10 animals. So I have them go one at a time, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one sits there. He doesn't want to budge. 10th one is fat, and he doesn't want to budge. So the Gemara says, but it's obvious which one is the 10th one. There's no more left. All you have are 10. You have to count from 1 to 9, and then you know. So the Gemara says, if Rokza Tachteho, the Gemara says in Perik Maisa Behema, that's the last Perik in Bechoris, if you know which one is the 10th one, Asiri Me'elofu Kodesh, it doesn't have a Kedushas Peh. Bechor and Maisa are the two carbonates that don't have Kedushas Peh. Bechor and Maisa are the two carbonates that don't have any pidyon. When it gets a mum kavua, it's sort of yotze l'chul and bali pidyon. If you have a Bechor behema Torah and it gets a mum kavua, you give it to the Kohanim and there's no need for any pidyon. The Kohanim eat it, the Shechtim, they eat it. Chutz l'beis hamikdash. And the Maisa behema also. Probably connected, because these are the two that don't have any Kedushas Peh. It's Kodesh Me'elov.
So, 10th one doesn't come out, it still has Kedushas.
That's what the Gemara says. Ropta Tachteha, if you don't know which one is, let's say you have 11, and you counted 1 to 9, and then there are two. Two are sitting there. So you have to get them to move. You have to be kaveh, which one is going to go through. Kodesh Yehava Tachas Hashav, you have to have them go through. The Gemara says, you're not supposed to count one. Let's say they're all sitting. I say 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bingo. This one. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have them go through an opening that's narrow. There's only room for one. I forgot what's the din if you did count 1 to 10. Must be a discussion at the end of Bechoris. I forgot what the din is. But the Mishnah has, these are the two exceptions to the Bechora Meiser. There's no Kedushas Peh there. The Kodesh Me'aleya. By Maisa, you have to have a minion, you have to count. By Pchor, you don't have to do anything. So, even if it had a mum kavua, before it was born with a mum kavua. Or even if it had a mum kavua, you're machnis even bali mumin into the corral to see which one is going to turn out to be Maisa Behem. So, if it turns out that the 10th one to walk out, I count 8, 9, 10. 10th one to walk out was the Balmum Kavua. So unlike all other Kavonis, Chattas, and Noshim, and Shlomim, and Oil, and Pesach, everything else, All the other karbonis, if it has a mum kavul before you magdish it, it only gets kedushas damim lamizbech. It doesn't get kedushas guf lamizbech. It's like setting aside $2,000. Now we got a kedushas guf. But these two do get. Chor ma'isa are the two exceptions to the rule. They get a kedushas guf lamizbeach, even though it's called a mum kavul or a hegdash.
Talks about a case you made
a mistake or a serious serious. So what is that? It's not
you should repair. When he makes a mistake, he makes the
10th
one, the 9th one,
and
the 11th
one, 10th.
So what? How
did
that get
kedusha? That's absukim. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that those are kodesh. The only one you makrev as the bechor, the only one you makrev as the ma'isa behema is the 10th one. If by mistake you called the 9th one a siri. So it has kedusha, but it's not the same as ma'isa behema. I forgot what the din is. And if by mistake you called the 10th one 9 and the 11th one you called the 10, it's also the 11th one has kedusha, but not really a kedushas ma'isa behema. It's a kedusha shlamim, the Mishnah has.
Can you make a shud for this the mafreya after the bechor is already born to be mafkia that the bechor is no longer or it was never kedush?
I don't think so. Can't undo the mafreya. Once it's born, it's already kodesh meirechem. When it's yotza rubo.
Can you sell something with mafreya that you owned it from a year or two ago?
Can't do anything. Like it.
Can't go backwards.
Can't rewrite history. Can't rewrite history. No. So this same, the whole Mishnah, lock's talking about, the whole thing appears in Choras Af Yadam. It's a major Mishnah. Okay. The Gemara is going to talk about the details. Right. So let's go back again. The first Gemara is going to discuss the first section. The Mishnah said, "V'haloi dinhu." Shouldn't I have made a kavachemer? What's the vart of a kavachemer? If you have two dinim, you have A and B, and A is machamer than B. How do you know A is machamer? There's one quirk of the din that A is machamer than B. So then any chumer that B has should certainly apply to A. Or any kula that A has should certainly apply to B, because we established based on one din, one detail of halacha, that A is Muhammad and B. So that's it. You know that A is Muhammad and B. So that's what they said over here. We know that shlamim is Muhammad and chulin, because when you bring a carb to shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to give the chaz of a shok to the kohanim. And chulin, you don't have to give chaz of a shok. So since kotchim have a chumrah that it's chayv and chaz of a shayik, so it should be a kavachaymer that any chumrah that applies in chulin in matan skuna should certainly apply to kotchim. So kotchim should certainly be chayv in zrol chayim v'akeva, that the Mishnah is kavachaymer. So then the Mishnah says talmanaymer, that's why you need a pasuk v'etanoi sam la'aron, this and only these I'm giving to the kohen, namely chaz of a shayik. I'm not giving zrol chayim v'akeva v'neshlam. That was the gist of the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, that's not a valid kavachemah. If you have two parshas, A and B, and you find one detailed halacha that A is Muhammad and B, so that's correct. That establishes A is Muhammad. That's the chomer and that's the kal. But on the other hand, if you have one detailed halacha that B is Muhammad and A, that's a pircha. So you don't know whether A is Muhammad and B is Muhammad and A. So you're telling me that kotchim amochom and then chulin vis-a-vis matnas kahuna v'haraya, that by shlamim there's a chiyuv to give chazav ashoik to the kohanim, and in chulin you don't have to give chazav ashoik. So the Gemara says, but on the other hand, behemas chulin is chayv and b'chora. If a farmer has a farm in the United States, a Jewish farmer has a farm, and he'll have a cow, will give birth, the first vlad will be a male, a zachar, so it'll become b'chor b'hema Torah, it'll become kodesh b'kedushas b'chor. But if you have a korban gives birth to the first vlad, then it'll be male, it will not have a kedushas b'chor. It'll have a din of vladas kachim, that's a different din of vladas kachim, but it won't have a din of b'chor b'hema Torah. That's one of the contrasts the Mishnah has. If it's a korban, not chay b'chor, and if it's chulin, then it is chay b'chor. In fact, the Gemara, that's a pircha. You're telling me that A is Mochamer than B, that Kotchim are Mochamer in the parsha of Matnas Kahuna. The 24 Matnas, you're telling me that Kotchim are Mochamer, Shlomim are Mochamer than Shechting Chulin, with respect to Matnas Kahuna, that by Shlomim you give Chazav Ashaik. So therefore, the chumrah of Zorah L'chayim Bakeva should certainly carry over to Kachim. But on the other hand, chulin have a chumrah that is chayv and b'char b'metar. If the first animal born, the first blood will be a male, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Time of the kasha rachmano oisa. The only reason why you say that Zorah L'chayim Bakeva does not apply to Kachim because you have a pasuk. I'm only giving these and only these the chaz of a shaykh. I'm not giving more for nishlam. Time in the kasa rachmana oisam. You have exeris hakas, but to say the kavachayim is wrong. Olav hachi, if not for the pasuk, not for the Talmud Leimar, Havamina would have said kachim chayav in the Maktanis. Why? I would have said when you shech kachim it is chayav in zvalachayim v'akeva because of the kavachayim, because A is machamin and B. Fregdin mar, but there's a pircha. Why do you say A is Muhammad? Because you have one detail halacha of Chaz of a Sheikh, but you have another detail halacha that shows Chulana Muhammad and Kachim. Ikal Mifrach, that's called the Pircha. Maluch Kulchulan, she can chayav Mipcher. If the firstborn Vlad will be a Zachar, it'll have Kedushas B'char B'Metur. That doesn't apply to Kachim. If you have a carbon and it gives birth to the first Vlad as a Zachar, will not have Kedushas B'char. So the Gemara says, is not a pircha? So you don't know which is Muhammad and which, whether A is Muhammad and B, B is Muhammad and A. So what kind of a kavachimer is it in the first place? I don't need the pasuk, but eten oisam. You don't need a xeris hakasuv to reject this havamina. The whole havamina doesn't make sense in the first place. It's not a valid kavachimer. Who says that A is Muhammad and B? So the Gemara says, we can touch it up, it's still a good kavachimer. The only animals that can give birth to the firstborn are female animals. If you have male animals, they don't give birth, there's no din of b'char b'emtar. So the Gemara says, teisim is chorib. A korban shlamim can be either male or female. A chatos always has to be a female, an ikeva. And an oil always has to be a zocher. And a shlamim can be a zocher on a ikeva. So if you have a shlamim that's a zocher, a male zocher, so... it'll be chayiv in chaz of a shok. But if it would have been a male chulin, it's not chayiv in chaz of a shok. And it's not chayiv in b'char b'hebetar either, because it can't give birth to any blotis. It's a male, it's not a female. So that's what the Gemara says. The kavachem is still a good kavachem. Teisim is chor. You should learn how the kavachem is zachar shlamim and a zachar chulin. Zachar chulin is not chayv in chaz of a shok, and still it's chayv in zorah chayam v'akev. It's a kavachamer zachar shlamim should be chayv. Freg di gemara, that's not a good kavachamer either. It's still another pircha. Malas cham shken chayav mereish hagez. Reish hagez is a din. That's the gemara says later. The minig is that you follow that tana Rabbi Lord that it doesn't apply chutz lords. That's what the gemara said. That was a machlokes hatar, right? The mishnah, the perek begins. Reish Hagez is on Kuf Lamed Hei Manalach. It starts off with the normal Shita. Reish Hagez applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Lords. So the Gemara says, we don't follow that Mishnah, we follow Rabbi Loi. Even though he's the minority opinion, the Minig Olam is to follow Rabbi Loi, that Reish Hagez doesn't apply in Chutz Lords. That was the Gemara. So Reish Hagez is a deal if you shear off the wool from sheep. If you have a minimum, you have to have at least 5 sheep. You have to have a minimum weight of wool, and then you have to give a certain percentage to the kohen. So that applies both to male and to female sheep that have wool. So the Gemara says,
you only need 5 sheep?
A minimum of 5, yeah, I think so. If you have more, it's about a chayv. But I think the Mishnah tells you what the minimum number of sheep is and what's the minimum weight that it has to have. And a chayv. Chomesh, yeah. Machlek is Bisham and Bisil. We pass like Bisil of 5 sheep, right? That's the Mishnah in the beginning of Reish Hagez, yeah. So the Gemara says, you're right. The fact that Chulin is chayv in Bechor Be'imator and Kotchim not, that can serve as a pircha. But if you concentrate on Zechorim, not on the Kevis, then you have no pircha. So the Gemara says, Teisi Bischor. The Gemara says, still wrong. Maaz Cham Shiken Chayav Mireishes Hagez. Reish Hagez is only Bechulin, not Bemugdoshim. So how can you tell me that kochim are more chomer than chulin with respect to matnas kahuna v'harayah from Chaz v'Shog. But chulin has reish ages that kochim don't have. So each one has a chomer and a kula. So how do you know which is chomer A and B? How do you know which one is chomer, which is kal? So the Gemara says, learn that from tayoshim. Tayoshim are not chayiv in reish ages. Only sheep that have wool. Tayoshim are like goats. So they don't have normal wool. So it's not chayiv in reish ages. So the Gemara says, no, but Tayoshim have a chiyav of Maisa Behema. And the Kochim, there's no chiyav Maisa Behema. So again, Vaita, the same thing. How do you come off to say, who gives you the right to declare that Kochim is more chomer than Chulin with respect to Matas going to be caused of Chazav Shaykh, but Chulin are chayiv in Maisa Behema. And Kochim are not chayiv in Maisa Behema. So Chulin and Kochim, each one has a chum and a kula. So how do you know to determine? How do you come up to say I have a minute to make a kavachaymer that kochim should certainly be chayv in zeral chayim kaver? How do you know what's chomer, what's ka? The kochim have a chomer that doesn't apply to chulin. Chulin has a chomer that doesn't apply to kochim. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, yeah. And for the Gemara, we're learning now from zikenim. The only time you have reisha, the only time you have maisa behema. Is if they were born in the course of the year, and the young animals, and you want yet mafish maisa behema. So we'll learn that from zikenim. They're a couple of years old already, and already was mafish maisa behema on them. So they're not chayv again in maisa behema. So the Gemara says, Abba malas kenim shkein nichnasu ledilas asa. But they had the mitzvah 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What do you tell me? You learn that from animals that already was mafish maisa behema, but had the mitzvah maisa behema on it.
Yeah.
And for the Gemara, well, sometimes there are animals that are not subject to the Maisa Behema. When is that? And for the Gemara, Milo Kuach, if you bought them from someone else. Maisa Behema is only if you own the animals when they were born. But if you buy Vladis that were born to someone else, the Lo Kuach is not Chayiv. And Yasim is also not Nichnas Adil Asas. Yasim means, in Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. How is the pasuk? Shorik kesev eis ki volid v'hayoshiv es yamim tachasimo miyam meshmini v'holi ratzu v'kar benisha l'ashem. When a shorik kesev eis ki volid, when it's born, it should sit shivas yamim tachasimo. You can't be makrav it as a carbon the first 7 days. Let's say it's born on a Sunday, so you can't be makrav it as a carbon until next Sunday. Miyam meshmini v'holi ratzu v'kar benisha l'ashem. Just like a bismillah is only from the shmini on, so the karbonis is only. That's why the Zohar says that the bris milah is all similar to a korban. You have to wait till Yom HaShmini and there's dam, the dam comes out, and Sandik, who holds the baby on his left, is like a mizbeach. They make comparisons. The Zohar makes comparisons to the korbanos. So the Gemara says that what does that mean? Shiva shorakes veiski valim hayashiv yisalim tachas imo. Then you can only bring it as a korban if. What if the mother of the behema died in the middle of the 7 days? So you can't bring it. You can't bring it as a korban. Adin ayosim. You can't bring ayosim as a korban. So the Gemara says, no. Ayosim means if the mother dies before the uber is born, and then you take out the uber later, that's called the yotzei doifim. Leda means when the natural process of when the rechem pushes out the blood. If the rechem didn't push out the blood, let's say there's a din of pidyon haben, so there's only pidyon haben if the baby is a peter rechem. Let's say it was a cesarean delivery, so there's no mitzvah pidyon haben. Let's say it wasn't cesarean. Let's say the woman is having difficulty, the baby is not pushing itself out, so the doctor cuts on the right side, left side, he sticks in his hands and he takes the baby out from the mother's body. So that's also called the Yotzei Doifin. Even though it came out derech harechem, he didn't have to cut somewhere else and take the baby out on you. He took the baby out derech harechem, but if the rechem didn't push out the baby naturally, that's also called the Yotzei Doifin.
That's potter min matzah.
Huh?
That will be potter min matzah.
So it's... It'll be puzzle for a korban. A yotzei doifin is puzzle for a korban because it says shorik kesev eis ki yivaled. It has to have a leida, and the yotzei doifin is not chayiv in pidyon haben. And a yotzei doifin the Mila is not Derech HaShabbos. Let's say a woman has a cesarean delivery, a baby is delivered on Shabbos, but it's a Yetzir Defen, so that's a Machlekes in the Gemara, whether the Bris Mila is Derech HaShabbos. Is there a Din of Yom HaShmini or not? So one opinion, there's no Din of Yom HaShmini, you can do the Bris on Sunday. They deliver the baby on Shabbos, you can do the Bris tomorrow. You can't do it on Shabbos, it's not a Mila Bizmana, but you can do it on Sunday. The other opinion is no. There is a Din of Mila Bizmana, you have to wait till the baby was delivered on Shabbos, wait till next Shabbos. So we don't do the Bris until next week, maybe it's Mila Tachzmana, maybe there is a, it's a Sfeika Adina had a Paskin. I think it's Machlekes Ravina Ravashi, the first daf in the Rav Lezer de Milo. We learned it, we learned Rav Lezer de Milo. So it's a Machlekes. So the Gemara says, these two Amarayim, it's a Sfeika Adina had a Paskin. So if there's a Yetzir Daifim baby, so you don't do the Bris until the eighth day, but you don't do it on the eighth day either. If the eighth day is Shabbos, maybe it's a Milo Shalev Bisman. Maybe it doesn't have a Din of Milo Bisman. So you have to wait till next Sunday. You have to wait till the ninth day to do the Bris. So the so that Din of Yetzir Daifen. Yetzir Daifen on Yom Tov Sheni. A lot of Achranim say that that's a Svek Sveka. A Svek Sveka. Why? Maybe it is a Din of Milo Bisman. It's a Sveka the Din in the Gemara. And even if it's a Mila Shalev Bismana, many Rishonim hold that a Mila Shalev Bismana may be performed on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. That's Machlekes the Rambam and the Rosh. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to perform a Mila Shalev Bismana on the second day Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, the Mishnayos were composed in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. The only Yom Tov Sheni they have is 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, it's because that's the only Yom Tov Sheni they have, but the same din applies to every other Yom Tov Sheni. Oh no, Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichter. It's Kedusha Achas. Any other Yom Tov Sheni is more kal than Yom Tov Rishon, so you may, the Rambam holds, you may do a Milush La Bizmana on Yom Tov Sheni. So we usually don't allow it, but if it's a Yetzir Daifen, and then it's a Svek Svek, so then the Rebbe Yehuda says we would do it. We would do the Mila on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah.
Is it a Chiyuv to do that?
Chiyuv, because Mitam Svek Svek, maybe it is a Mila Bizmana. Yeah. So that din is, there's an inyan of Yetzir Daifin by human beings. It's Nagea, if the baby's Yetzir Daifin, there's no Pidyan Aben, and then the Mila is not Derech HaShabbos. If the cesarean delivery is on Shabbos, Mila is not Derech HaShabbos. And then there's a din of Yetzir Daifin by Behemoth. It says, Shora Kasveis ki volet pratli Yetzir Daifin. If it's a Yetzir Daifin, so it's not kosher la hakrova al gabi hemzbeh. So the Gemara says, what if the mother cow dies, and if the mother dies, then the baby comes out. So you can't say that the rechem pushed out the baby. After the mother dies, so all the natural forces stop functioning. So that's by definition going to be a Yetzir Daifin. If the baby came out after the mother died, by definition, that's a Yetzir Daifin. So it's Pasul HaKrova. Yasim is a different thing. Yasim is a technical term, Yasim. Yasa means the mother was alive and she pushed out the uber, Rosha Verubo, the Rechem pushed it out while the mother was alive. And the second, the baby was born, the mother died the same time. So the baby never had, even for a moment, never had a mother. Before the baby was born, he wasn't a Behema Bifnei Atzma yet. The first second he was born, so the mother had already died. Zayotza l'chaim, zayotza l'misa. The baby was born and the mother died simultaneously. So that's called a yosim. So yosim is also a pasul lakra. So yosim is not nichnas l'dir l'hisaser. If you have a lot of behemoths were born in the course of the year, you have 100 animals and you put them all in one big corral, you have them go out in a narrow exit one by one. So you even put in the bali chayim. You even put in the bali mumin. And if it turns out the 10th one will be a bal mum, so it will be called a mum kavu ala hegdesho, so that will be the exception to the rule. The b'chayra ma'isa are the exceptions to the rule, because it's kodesh me'elov. When you impose the kedusha by chatas and osham and shlomim and all the other karbanas, you create the kedusha, so you can't create a kedusha agu if it already has a mum kavu before. But if it's b'chayra ma'isa, that's kodesh me'elov, so that's chal even if it has a mum kavu. Even it has a monk of law. So yeah, the Mishnah says, "Hakol nechnasim l'dil hesaser, even bali mumin." But Yosem is in ganzen apsul. So Yosem is not nechnasim l'dil hesaser. So that's what the Gemara says. The Kal V'Chaimer, the Havamin in the Mishnah, that you have a Kal V'Chaimer, that Karbana should certainly be Chayim in Zoran L'Chayim V'Hakeva, is not a good Kal V'Chaimer from Stam Behem Aschulen. It has to be from a Yosem and a Lakuach that don't have the mitzvah of Maaseh Behema, but they do have the mitzvah of Zoran L'Chayim V'Hakeva. So then you have the Kal V'Chaimer. That you see that Chulin don't have the mitzvah of Chaz v'Shur, can still have the mitzvah of Zohar L'Chayim HaKever, and certainly Kotchen should be Chayim and Zohar L'Chayim HaKever. So there the Kal V'Chaimer would be good, and that's why you need the Xeris HaKos. Sure.
They don't want to learn that Kotchen has a Chabura, that has
Mila,
has an
Onesh of
Mila, which doesn't apply.
It has a lot of Chumers, but not in the... We're talking about Chumers in the area of Matan's Kahuna. With respect to Matan's Kahuna. So Kotchim have a Chumra, Matan's Kahuna, you got to give Chaz v'Shok. But Chulin also have a Chumra, that you have to give Maisa Behema, is a Matan's Kahuna. And you have to give Bechor Behema Torah, is a Matan's Kahuna. And you have to give Reish Zagez, is a Matan's Kahuna. So the Gemara says, learn it out from Tayoshim, which don't have wool. There's no races, I guess. Learn it out from Makuach in Yosem, where there's no Maisa Behema. And learn it out from a Zohar, not from a Nikeva, where there's no Bechara. They're trying to contrast Kotchim and Chulim in respect to the 24 Matan's Kuna. Which one is Machoma? So on the one hand, the Kotchim have Chaz v'Shok. On the other hand, the Chulin may have all of these things, but we're going to pick a Chulin that has none of the others. It's Lakuach or Yosem, so it doesn't have the Maisa Behema, and it's a Zohar, so it doesn't have Bechor Behema Torah, can't give birth to a Vlad, and it's a Tayash, so it doesn't have wool, so it's not Chayim and Reish, I guess. So that's why I would have mistakenly thought that it should be a good Kal V'Chaimer that you should certainly Chayiv in Zohar L'Chayim Akeva by Behema's Kotch. Then the Gemara says, but it's still not a good Kal V'Chaimer. Still not a good Kal V'Chaimer. The Gemara says, "Mala lakuach v'yasim." You're right that lakuach. If the animal wasn't born, I didn't own it at the time that it was born. I bought it after it was born. Or yasim zayotz alachem zayotz alamisa shekain nechnasim bedinam ledeleches beminam. It belongs to the same family of animals that normally have a mitzvah of ma'aseh behema. This happens to be two quirks. A yasim and a lakuach is a yetzim and a klal that is not chayv and ma'aseh behema, but it belongs to the same type of animal that is chayv and ma'aseh behema. So can you really say that it's not chayv and ma'aseh behema? It has a chumrah. It also has a chumrah, so it's not a good kal v'chaimer. So the Gemara says, what? Beminam kamrit? You think that that's called a chumrah, that lakuach and yasim belong to the same family of animals that's chayv and ma'aseh behema? So all the kachim, nami beminam nechnosan ledilisas. Kotchim also belong to the same family of animals. Kotchim are not chayv and ma'aseh behema, but it belongs to the same type of family of animals that are chayv and ma'aseh behema. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Kal V'Chaimer is a good Kal V'Chaimer. Sure. So then the Gemara fragged Akasha, why not say in the reverse? Fragged the Gemara, why not say now, V'yuchulin chayavim b'chaz v'sheik mikal v'chaimer. Now that you established based on Xeris HaKosav and the Mishnah Bet, and Oysim Lahar and Akoyin, that Chaz v'Shok is only by Chaz again, only Chaz v'Shok by Shlomim and not Zohar L'Chayim HaKeva. So Frek Digmar says, see that Chulan Amoch Chomer in the area of Matan's Kuna, Chulan Amoch Chomer, then Kotchim, that the Chayiv in Zohar L'Chayim HaKeva Kotchim or not. So why not say that the Chumra of Chaz v'Shok should carry over to Kotchim, should carry over to Chulan? Well, my Kotchim, Shena Chayavim and Maton is not Chayiv in Zohar L'Chayim HaKeva. Nonetheless, chayav mechaz v'shok. So chulin shechayav mematones should not be a kal v'chaimer in a din. Shechayav mechaz v'shok. Say the same kal v'chaimer in the Mishnah backwards. Say chulin should be chayav mechaz v'shok. And for the Gemara, no, we have a gzeres hakosav. The pasuk in Dvarim where it mentions the mitzvah of zera l'chayim akev says, "Zeh yimish batalkana meisam zeh en midyach min ilo." Oh, you only give zera l'chayim akev. You don't give chaz v'shok. Zeh. Other things not. Frag the Gemara, and if not for that miut zeh, you would have thought that that's a legitimate kal v'chaimer. At the time of the kasher rachmon is zeh. The only reason why chulin are not chayim chaz v'shoik is because you have a gzeres hakosav. Halav halchi, if he wouldn't have the miut zev lo yacher, Avamini would have mistakenly thought chulin chayom chazav v'shoyik. Thank you, Mar. What do you do with chazav v'shoyik by a shlomim? You have to do a tenufa on the chazav v'shoyik. So where are you going to do a tenufa? A guy shechts a behemah in New Jersey or in Iowa or wherever. Where do they shecht chulin? You're going to shecht a behemah somewhere, or once in a long while they shecht on the campus in YU. They shecht sheep or they shecht chickens on the grass there. I think it's against the law, but they have a shechita course where they teach the students how to do shechita. And then they show them how to do kisi adam. If it's a bird, they do kisi adam. So the the Gemara says to div chaz v'shek only makes sense if you're going to do tenufa. Tenufa, you have to do the tenufa in the azar. Yeah. So what do you mean? He's going to shecht the behemas chulin in New York City, then he's going to take the chaz v'shek to the Beis Hamikdash to do tenufa. It doesn't make sense. Frek the Gemara, olav hachi havamina chulin chayavim chaz v'shek. Frek Gemara, what are you going to do with the chaz v'shek? Haboy tenufa. Hechel and Finu, where are you going to do the tenufa? Yeah, Barah, you're going to do the tenufa on the campus, on the grass, in YU, in New York City. Yeah, Barah, you're going to do the tenufa outside, in the outside. Barah means outside the business. Lefnei Hashem said, you have to do tenufa in the Azar. Yeah, Gavoy, if you're going to do the tenufa in the Beis HaMikdosh. But it's a chulin. It's not a carbon. Yishech's chulin. Kamayo chulin Azar. There's a din of chulin Azar. You're not allowed to shech behemas chulin the Azar. Maybe you're not going to take flesh that's chulin and do with it in the azar something that looks as if it's a carbon. Are you going to pick up the shtick flesh from the chaz of the sheik of chulin and lift it up and do tenufa, the yad hakoyim or the yad abaylim, is a violation of chulin mazar? No. So the Gemara says hilkach lo yapshim. That's why you don't need chaz of the sheik. It's not meaningful. It's not shach to give chaz of the sheik. You don't really need a pasuk v'zeh yeh mishpat amiyut v'zeh. Only Zohar L'chayim V'akeva, and you don't have to give Chazir. You don't need a Pasuk V'zeh. So, but the Pasuk does say V'zeh. So it sounds like it's Memai, it's something. So what is it, Memai? So the Gemara said, that's going to start a new sugya. Frek the Gemara, Elizel Omali. What do you need? It sounds like it is a Miyud. The Gemara says, Kidderav Chizda. Okay, next week we'll have to learn. What's Kidderav Chizda? Zeh is Memai, it's something.
Why does that contradict what the
he says it is a carbon. Sof kol sof, it is a, even after you paid the behemoth kachim that got a mum kavo, it still had retains a din of a carbon. So therefore, he thinks it's mutter to shecht it in the azar.
If you did shrinky, you did whatever afterwards, that would be wrong.
He can't do anything after the shechita.
Why don't we apply this principle that we shouldn't do something in the
Azara
if it might come to
treat it
just like a real
carbon? It's not because it might come. You're not allowed to take chulin into the Azara and treat it as if it's a carbon. But here it's not chulin. Here it still is a carbon. Even after you pay there, after it gets a munkah away, you pay there, it's still oisa tmura. So you see, it still has a kedusha's carbon. It still has malchus if you do gizav avoda. So you see, it still retains. The opinion is opinion hamate, but it's not the opinion that was mafkir the kedushim. So he had a chiddush, a wild chiddush. As a chiddush, he thinks maybe it's mutter to shecht it in the azar. It's a big chiddush. Okay, so next week we'll have to learn about chizdus din. What does the miut? What is the miut memai? In this week's sedra, we have so many dinim achrim mois and kedushim. We have the dinim of los kal al chirish. You're not allowed to curse a Jewish person, even if he happens to be deaf and he doesn't hear it, then he can't take it to heart. He doesn't get aggravated about it. The prohibition against cursing a fellow Jew is not because he's going to be aggravated, going to take it. Even if he doesn't hear you at all, Torah says, Loisa kal cheresh. So this is one of the lavim in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. There are 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara says 248 mitzvahs sese, Ramach mitzvah sese, and Shasam mitzvahs les sese, 365 les sese. So the Rambam happens to count this lav twice. You're not allowed to curse any Jewish person. You're not allowed to curse a parent. If one curses any other Jewish person, Makal Chaver B'Shem is like it. If you curse another Jew, God should punish you. That's a curse. So you get Malkus. And if you curse a parent, then you Chayiv Misa. So the Rambam counts it as two lav, even though it's only one pasuk.
Listen, Kalachayim, the Rambam counts it twice. And similarly, the Rambam counts twice the pasuk that appears in the Chumash Devarim. It says in Devarim that if a person is established as a Rasha, it's Diklas HaTzadik Yeshivas HaRasha, Bezen should establish who is a Tzadik, who is a Rasha, V'hayod bin HaKoyis HaRasha. If the person is established to be a Rasha, he did an Avera, then you give him Malkus. So the pasuk says, well, even though he's a Rasha and he deserved the Malkus, you're not allowed to give him more than the Bezin says. You never give more than 39 Malkus, even though it says 40. You never give more than 39, and sometimes you give less than 39. If the Bezin says that he can't, he's not going to survive, if you give him 39, you give less. So the pasuk says, Lo Yosef Lakoso, the Shliach Bezin, who's giving the Malkus, is not allowed to give one extra Halkah. Ben Yosef Lakoso Makarabba, Alaylam, Nek Lachicha Le'enech. So that's a lot of Maka Odom Yisrael. You're not allowed to hit a Jewish person. You're not allowed to hit a Nachri either. But this pasuk happens to be speaking about Maka Odom Yisrael. So the Rambam counts the lav twice. One is a lav Maka Odom Yisrael, one's a lav, the same pasuk, Maka Ovi V'ima, because Maka Ovi V'ima is Chayv Misa. Maka Odom Yisrael is Chayv Malkus, sometimes Chayv Malkus. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, the Rambam himself attacks a lot of times the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, a Sefer that was written in the days of the Gaonim, and the Sefer Halachas Gedolos is a Sefer HaMitzvos. He tries to list off which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Halachas Gedolos counts the Pasuk Loisinov, that a nation sish is not allowed to have an affair with anybody else. He counts it three times. Naira HaMorosa is not allowed to have an affair, and if she does, she's Chayiv Skila. And Aisha Nistua is not allowed to have an affair, she does, she's Chayiv Chenek. And Baskoyen Shazinso, who's married, not allowed to have an affair, she's Chayiv Sreifa. So the Halachas Gedolos counts the Loisinov three times. One Pasuk is counted three times in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because the punishment is different. Here it's Skila, here it's Sreifa, and here it's Chenek. So the Rama makes fun of the Bahag just because they get different punishments. There's no reason why you should count the same lav more than once. It's only one pasuk, it's only counted once. But so the Ramban asks that the Rambam himself contradicts himself. He counts Lesin Kal Cherish twice, Mekalal Oviviyima, Mekalal Odom Yisra, and Lo Yosef Pen Yosef he counts twice. One is Maka Odom Yisra, and one is Maka Oviviyima. So that's the Ramban's kasha. The Mishlei Melech points out that there are another two lavim that the Rambam counted twice, that the Ramban should have asked on, and he forgot to ask. Okay, it's going to be the same kasha, the same answer. So that's the kasha the Ramban has on the Rambam. So on the side, in the standard edition of the Sefer Mitzvahs, they have a commentary that's called Megillas Esther. The author's mother passed away soon before he went to print, and he wanted to memorialize his mother, so he called the Sefer Megillas Esther, in memory of his mother. So the Megillas Esther always comes to defend the Rambam from the Ramban's kashas. Once in a while, the answers that he gives are big deicher gadol, and sometimes the very reasonable answer. So here, he doesn't give an original answer. He quotes from the Tashbetz, wrote a Sefer Zohar HaRakia, his own minyan mitzvahs. He has his own, not like the Rambam, and not like the Ramban, and not like the Chinuch. Every generation, there was someone who wrote another Sefer mitzvahs. So the Tashbetz and the Zohar HaRakia explains the following. He says, Loisinov, all the three punishments are all Misa. One is Skila, one is Sreif, and one is Chenik. So the Rambam holds that only counts as one Lav, because it's the Lavim are divided into two categories. There are Kalir and there are Chamuris. So the Chamuris are those that Yechayiv Krisis and Misa Bezin, and the Kalir are those that Yechayiv Malkus, a plain Lav. If you have one Lav that sometimes gets Malkus and sometimes Misa, so what is it? A Kalir or a Chamur? What is it? An androgynous? What category of Lav does it belong to? So the Rambam holds, if you have a tradition that sometimes you get Misa, sometimes you get Malkus, Behechreach, the tradition is telling you that it's counted as two Lavim, even though it's one Pasuk, it's two Lavim. So Makov, Vimim, Mekal, Vimim, Eschayv Misa. Mekal, Adam, Yisrael, Eschayv Malkus. Makov, Adam, Yisrael, Eschayv Malkus. So Malkus and Misa, it can't be in one Lav, so it has to be two Lavim. But Loisinov is always Misa. Sometimes going to be Skila, sometimes going to be Sreifa, sometimes going to be Chenek, but in all three, it's all a Nisa Chomer. And the same teretz that the Zohar HaRakia gave on that kasha will answer the Mishlei Melech has another two lavim that the Rambam counted twice. Counts Mesis, one who convinces someone else to worship Avodah Zarah is Chayv Misa, and from the same pasuk, Shmos Alei Machem Lasaskir Leisham Al Picha. You learn out the law for Hanishba B'Shem Avodizar. Nishba B'Shem Avodizar is Chayv Malka. So it's going to be the same answer. Another law also like that. So that's the Rambam has that, seems to hold that answer. That the law, the Rambam has halachas like that. The law are divided into two categories, Kalin, Kalis and Chamuris. And if you have one law that sometimes has Misa, sometimes Malkas, the Echreach must be that the tradition has it, that it's counted as two law. Interesting.
Thank you.